We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Your execution on the donkey of the day is something to behold.
Is it a read?
He gave me donkey of the day and I deserve it.
People need to know.
Well, you need to tell them.
I am.
You have the voice. Tell them.
It's time for donkey of the day.
It's a read, but you're so good at it.
You're trying to be a fake ass Charlemagne. There's only one Charlemagne to go.
Damn, Charlemagne, who you give a donkey of the day to now?
Well, Sexy Red, donkey of the day for Wednesday, March 6th goes to a 26-year-old Evansville woman named Lindsay Pearson. Now, I get on this radio quite often and warn you all about the dangers of drunk driving. There is absolutely zero reason to drive drunk, okay, especially in 2024 because there's way too many rideshare options out here. All right, not too many taxi cabs, but they still exist. All right. If you can't find a ride wherever you at drunk, ask for somebody who works at the establishment to assist you. They would be more than happy to, if you know, and if all that fails, then at least you should have a designated driver. Well, what if I told you that Lindsay said she had one drink at Rick's Sports Bar and she must be a lightweight, or that must have been a very strong drink, some Bacardi 151 or a Long Island iced tea type concoction with vodka, rum, tequila, gin. Something had her leaning. Okay, apparently, and it was just one drink, and it had her leaning so much that she could drive, but she couldn't drive, so she decided to get a designated driver. Now, I never thought about who shouldn't be a designated driver outside of someone else who is also drunk. Like, you can't have a person who's also been drinking be the designated driver. Okay, even if you don't have a license, like it's suspended or something, I understand. If that person drives, they may be breaking the law, but I would still rather them drive with a suspended license than drive drunk. Well, Lindsay has broadened my perspective on this issue. There are other designated drivers you shouldn't have. I would never think that I would have to tell you about them, but let's go to WFIE News 14 for the report, please.
Woman is facing child neglect charges. Police say she let a 12-year-old drive a car with herself and two other kids inside. Officers say Lindsay Pearson's brother-in-law told them she did it because she was intoxicated. Officers say when they interviewed Pearson, she told them she had one drink at a bar. She also told them she didn't know 12-year-olds could legally drive on public roads. Police also charged Pearson with resisting law enforcement, saying she continued to scream as they tried to arrest her.
You left the bar to go pick up the kids and let one of them drive. How many lies were told in this story? First of all, the lie that she had one drink. Okay, let's just say she had one drink. Cool. She was on something else. Okay, if it's after 1 a.m. and you get the bright idea that you need to teach a 12-year-old to drive, you on something harder than one drink. I know on cocaine or something stronger when I hear it. Another lie. When Lindsay told police that she did not know that 12-year-olds could not drive vehicles on public roads. Really? Really, Lindsay? Never in the history of American life have 12-year-olds been old enough to do anything fun. All right, you can't drink at 12 legally. You can't buy alcohol at 12 legally. You can't have sex at 12 legally. You can't buy anything with tobacco at 12 legally. You can't rent a car at 12 legally. And you certainly can't drive at 12 legally. So you're lying. And you know you're lying, okay? You lie, you lie, you lie. And you know what rhymes with lie? Hi. That's what you are. I believe you when you said you only had one drink, but I also know alcohol and cocaine are popular among drug users. So I'm sensing some sort of combination. Now, I believe Lindsay should be investigated further because who the hell are these kids? Okay. Where are their parents? All right. It's after 1 a.m. in the morning. You have a drink and you decide to just go pick up some kids to go joyriding. These news reports don't say they were her children, her family. It just says she went to go pick up three kids. Nobody wants to know how this 26-year-old woman just knew random 12-year-olds and why was it okay for random 12-year-olds to leave the house after 1 a.m. And how come nobody is asking any questions about that? I'll tell you why, but I can't tell you why until we play a game of Guess What Race It Is! Lindsay Pearson, 26 years old, had one drink, allegedly, at a sports bar in Indiana. Decided after 1 a.m. to go pick up three kids and let a 12-year-old drive. Claimed she didn't know 12-year-olds couldn't drive vehicles on public roads. And she resisted arrest by kicking and screaming. DJ Envy, guess what race she is?
White.
Okay, okay. What makes you say that?
Everything that you said.
Okay, okay.
Indiana,
okay.
Kicking.
Okay, okay.
One
okay.
drink, drunk, okay. having a... 12-year-old drive that we don't know where this 12-year-old came from?
Yeah, yeah, nobody asking no questions.
Sounds
okay.
White to me.
That's okay, okay. Jess Hilarious, Lindsay Pearson, 26 years old, had one drink allegedly at a sports bar in Indiana. Decided after 1 a.m. to go pick up three kids and let a 12-year-old drive. Claimed she didn't know 12-year-olds couldn't drive vehicles on public roads. Resisted arrest by kicking and screaming. Guess what race she is?
Caucasian.
Okay. Shake it off. What makes you say that, Jess?
Everything that you said, just like DJ Envy said, but the kicking and screaming like she wasn't wrong when the police came out of nowhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, I'd like to tell both of you that you are correct. Yeah! She is Caucasian. Would you like to see her picture?
Yes, sure. Absolutely.
Oh, what the hell did I do with it? Hold on. Nope, that's Ryan Garcia. Oh. I don't know what I did with the picture. Oh. But yes, she is white.
She's white. Well, how does she look? Describe her. Don't say nothing about her back.
Don't say nothing about her back.
Just, how does she look?
Slightly big backish.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Okay. I can only see her face.
Okay.
But I can tell
big
by
faces.
The roundness.
The roundness, yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's no bone structure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just like
food. Mm.
It's like a Twitter egg. Remember how the Twitter eggs used to look?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she got the little Nicki.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying.
So she's 26, so she's probably slightly big backish, mm-hmm. but her trajectory says by 34, 35.
Big
backish. Oh. Yes, but she's Caucasian. She is cry at a Taylor Swift concert white.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
She is mad that Beyonce doing country music white. Look at her. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
So please give Lindsay Pearson, let Kathy Griffin give Lindsay Pearson the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Mm-hmm.
Charlamagne, I just want to inform you. States are like Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, North, and South Dakota. You can get your learner's permit at 14.
That's still not. I
know it's not 12, 12, but I'm just telling you, at 14.
It has nothing to do with this story.
I know, I'm just letting you know, because I thought it was kind of weird that a 14-year-old could even drive, but I just wanted to let you know that in Alaska.
No, you can get your permit at 14?
16.
What is it in Jersey?
16. 16. Well, I don't know, in Baltimore.
You get your
16.
Permit in 16 if you take driver's ed.
Mm. Nah, my daughter got her permit now. She's 15. Yeah.
Giant jar of mayonnaise is crazy. Hey, yo, Kathy Griffin is crazy.
Driver's license, you get a permit?
Hey, in Jersey, because my daughter's 15 and she got it. She got a permit.
No, it says 16.
You know, you know, obviously you paid.
My daughter's 15. She's in driver's ed. She got a permit now.
Obviously, you paid for her to get it, and she ain't got it legally.
I didn't pay for her to get
nothing.
Okay,
all right now.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, yes, when we indeed come back, Claudia Jordan will be joining us. She's on Deal or No Deal Island and comes on every Monday at 10. They're fighting to get $200 million. So we'll talk to Claudia next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to MichaelTheBull.com. That's MichaelTheBull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.